Blessings of Light. This is Reverend Harrison Roy Hesketh. On behalf of the headquarters and the astrophysics teachers, healers, and ministers, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving. May God's great and Holy Spirit bring to your Thanksgiving day a special blessing. Now let us pray before we start the class today. Dear Father, Mother, God, one parent of us all, in whom we all live and move and have our being, we come to you asking supplication. Bring forth the prosperity physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually that will lift us into thy presence. Dear God, we thank you for this blessing, forever sustained in thy presence, we pray. Amen. Boom, tit sit, boom. Blessings of Light, and welcome to a new month. Our months are 4 weeks long. This is Astrophysics 4-1, the fourth month, first lesson. And this month we're going to be discussing mental control and the powers of the mind. See, the power is as above, so below. This month is a green month. So we look at the yellow ray from above, so we have a broad point of view of it. When you look from below the yellow ray, up at it, you only see partially the yellow ray. For in the orange is only partial yellow. But when you look from the green, you have the power of your abstract consciousness to reflect to a higher and broader point of view that which you are seeing within the intellectual mind. Today we'll discuss the 13 levels of mind and the understanding of thought strata and the movement of thought. Now just control yourself for a moment by centering. Bring yourself to the middle of your head like there's a line straight down through the top of your head and in between your ears and from your brow to the back and base of your skull. Where these three lines cross, concentrate. This is between the pineal and pituitary gland. What we are doing now is we're orientating ourselves to a gold input ray that comes from the crown chakra and radiates between these two glands. This ray is a dispenser of wisdom and understanding at a universal and cosmic level. So as we concentrate, let us feel our mind being attuned to the universal mind, the one infinite intelligence in whom we all live and move and have our being, God's mind, God's power to image all things. Now remember this rule. Mind holds all things in form. Mind holds all things in form. Mind holds all things in form. The spirit is free. The body is bound to its limitations of elemental expansions, but the mind holds all things in form. When you are master of the mind, you control form. Now let us begin. Come out from this point of view, like you're in the center of your head, looking out your eyes, and open your eyes. You may want to rub them a little bit. Bring yourself back. Clear your eyes, feel that they are clear, and that you have a clear control to gaze. We're going to gaze as much as you can today on the lesson. You will find this invaluable tool for deeper consciousness and understanding. As you gaze, feel open and receptive, and you will have the witness of your heart manifesting, awake and aware, to experience the levels of mind within yourself, and later these experiences will more tangibly be expression to you, and you will have deeper understanding of them. Now let's go to our board for a moment and look at these levels of mind. We have here, if you will bring it a little closer, just on the levels of mind from 1 to 13. We have the instinctive mind is the first level that we are looking at here, is the red level. Then the orange level is the subconscious mind. The yellow level is the intellectual mind. The green level is the environmental mind, or known also as the psychic mind. And the blue level is known as the higher mind. The indigo level is the superconscious mind. The violet level is the cosmic conscious mind. The gold level is master conscious mind. The white level is Christ conscious mind. The light, crystal light, pure sea of crystal light, is the spirit mind, the Holy Spirit mind. And the pure state of consciousness without lighter form, without the limitations of the reflections of light, is a God conscious state beyond the oscillations of mind. And then there's the manifester of mind, Mother, Father, God, giving birth to this mind, to this power in the universe by the play of manifest and unmanifest. You have to have part unmanifest and part manifest when you're looking at something. And so to get definition and depth. And so there's degrees of unmanifestation and there's degrees of manifestation. And then there's the one mind, clear and still and beyond all other minds, that all minds float within. It's God's mind, infinite intelligence, eternal, everlasting, all-pervading, in all things, holding all things in form. Master of the universe, master of all creation, master of all masters, master of all saints and holy beings, from the beginning of time to the present, one God. Nothing beyond that one. You are using these various areas of mind, and let's discuss them now. First, we have the instinctive mind. The instinctive mind is the animal mind. It's the mind of senses and the mind of salvaging the substances needed to sustain the physical body in its existence here upon the earth. In the instinctive mind is the power of the senses as it's perceived the outer material creation. And so the instinctive mind has within it automatic factors, and it is a more universal form that all humans have a similar instinctive mind. They may, by some degree, restrain or enhance it, but basically, we are all operating out of the human mind, and this instinctive mind is the instinctive human mind. We're not talking about the instinctive mind that is in animals like cats and dogs, or in fowl, or in fish, or in the elementals of the earth, the water, the fire, the air, the ethers, or the vegetation upon the earth. We're talking about the instinctive mind that is in man. And so this instinctive mind of man grew by man's experience here upon the earth. And every time man left this plane and returned into his spirit level after experiencing the earth, he took with him the essence of experience, the essence of his expressions that he felt, sensations he felt, and the movements he ascertained through his senses. And he took this into the universal aspect of human mind. So as you come from this human being, this one mind of man, you bring with you a quality of that mind as an individual spiritual being, and then you attach your individual spiritual being, the quality of this universal power of instinctive mind, into the body, the physical body, and it is attuned to the root chakra, the base of the spine. And there is electromagnetic charge holding action and deciphering movement for the security of the individual as they operate and for the procreation of the race, the perpetuation of the human body on earth. And so survival was the main key to this instinctive mind. Say that early man upon the planet, when he's first experiencing here, came in contact with a vicious animal in a dark cave. And that animal attacked and killed him. He didn't see the animal, he just knew something in the darkness got him. Maybe another man went into that cave and there was a snake in there and the snake bit him and he died. Maybe he went inside and the cave caved in on him and he died. There was many different experiences, but man began to fear the dark because in the dark there was something unknown that took away his body, and he had to return back to this universal human form that has a male and female polarity in it. A universal human being, one being, giving birth to these various aspects of humanity upon the earth. Now, as instinctive mind grew, maybe the humans upon the planet were eaten by animals. Maybe they were here at those great globs of dinosaurs walking around. Man didn't have names for those things. He just said, that thing there. And they had fear for anything that was larger than them. So if one of these crushed them or ate them or destroyed them in some way, accidentally rolled over on them, they may say, be aware of those big globs down there. They're going to get you if you don't watch out and stay away from them. And so courage on the other end is saying, confront these things and conquer these things. You have dominion over these things. So wherever man fell, he also had courage instilled in his instinctive mind. So there is physical courage and strength within the instinctive mind. So some people act out of courage, some act out of fear in the instinctive level for their survival. Some are afraid they're not going to have enough food to eat, or they're not going to have the clothing or a house to stay in, or something to this effect. And so fear will guide their instincts for survival. If they are in a nice home and they have nice clothes and they have enough funds and everything and their family is brought in this way, they will have a different outlook for survival. They will see areas to bring in survival and prosperity because they'll be shown these by the environmental factor. Anyone in any level of training on the planet, and I say training because your spirit is being trained here, anyone in training here as a spiritual being has to be subject to the influence of parental guidance and parental laws. This is that parental bound energy we talked about, the parental energy, the personal energy that gets bound up in you that you react of when we talked about the 13 karmas to overcome those levels. So an instinctive mind, you have to overcome the fears of humanity, the basic fears of the dark, the fears of the unknown, the fear of old age, the fear of dying, the fear of lack of love, and the fear of non-acceptance, the basic fears that plague all humanity. So these basic fears are in the instinctive consciousness, and if you do not come from a higher area of your mind, you will be in the consciousness of survival of the fittest. Take care of yourself, because even your own human brothers can turn upon you. You can't trust anything. That is the lowest end of the instinctive mind. The high end is the trust and courage and faith in the oneness of all humanity, that there is only one humanity experiencing in the various races and peoples upon this earth. But there is only one human being in spirit manifesting here, one human body. And you are instinctively moving out of that human body. You throw a ball at any person, instinctively they'll move to catch that ball. They may get hit a couple times to awaken their instinctive mind, but instinctively, without thinking, they will eventually stop that ball from hitting them. They will try to catch it or dodge it or move out of the way of it. Instinctive action, moving the body. You know those kind of things where you've jumped back or been startled or moved quickly to get out of the way of something without making a command directly to your mind saying, well, I better get out of the way. If it would have took that long, it would have been run over. So you know the power of this instinctive mind. By concentrating on the instinctive actions, you get control of this red level and you get power in your physical body, a virility, a strength, a power that manifests within you to lift you in courage on the physical universe and give you physical strength beyond the ordinary, super Herculean strength. Once there was a woman, I read this in the paper, in the Midwest. She was backing out of her driveway and she backed onto her little daughter, which was 5 years old. She heard the daughter screaming, she jumped out of the car, and she saw the daughter's leg pinned under the wheel of the tire. She didn't get back in and drive the car off. She went back there and lifted the car up and pulled the child out. This was a 98-pound woman lifting a 2,500 to 3,000-pound car off of a child. You have strength beyond your own belief if you have control of your instinctive mind. In martial arts, it is the pure instinct, the white and red yin-yang, that guides the martial arts student to instinctive, pure action from the highest point of consciousness. Now let's take the second level here of the mind, the orange level of the mind. As we look at the orange level of the mind, this is the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is like a computer. The subconscious mind just registers in it everything that happens. Everything that comes through the senses and everything that you think is then stored in this storehouse of knowledge and information predicated upon the senses and thinking nature. The subconscious mind cannot think for itself. It cannot move for itself. It needs the volition of the instinctive mind to move. But it is the basis of action. Understand that the subconscious mind is the basis of action. Whenever you walk across the room, your subconscious mind is moving you across the room, creating the action. You are not consciously taking step by step as you did as a child. Now you, at the subconscious level, eat, dress, study, work, walk, talk, many things from your subconscious level. When you are talking to someone and you're thinking about something else to say and listening to them all at the same time, you're using different levels of your mind. You've engaged your subconscious mind to talk for you because you practiced what you were going to say while you watch the individual to see their response, and then you're thinking up what you're going to say. And many times you're more conscious in one of these areas than the other area. But you are using these various areas of the mind, and you use these in conjunction one with another. So when you're in that instinctive consciousness, you're watching action. When you're in that subconscious area, you're there planning action. That's the basis of action. That's where the plan can take action in, the movement of the plan. But the plan really comes from the yellow level of mind. But the movement of the plan comes by the desire body. And the desire body is this orange light. And so the subconscious mind has a lot to do with your desires. Your desires motivate you. Your wants, your needs motivate you. But your true desires, which come from the heart of your emotions and from the heart of your heart chakra, and this is the attunement there, is the desire you should follow, the desire of the heart, the higher knowing, and not the impulsive reactions out of the emotional strata of the subconscious mind. Now, in the bottom of the subconscious mind is unconscious mind. It means that you're unconscious of it. It means that it's fallen into an area of darkness in the bottom of the subconscious mind, and you cannot see it. You would have to call it up again. Cause some action in the higher parts of your subconscious mind to draw up these things out of the unconscious. You become unconscious to things you used to do as a child, with other friends and relations before you come to this state of consciousness that you're at now. And you have all this from the beginning of your first experience. Your subconscious mind was like a clean sheet of paper, and everything has been written on that clean sheet of paper from the time you have been born and to the very present. Now, in the top of this subconscious field, it goes into the psychic field, and in the psychic field is where we have ancient subconscious records. But we are talking about this particular experience that you're now going through on Earth. God has created the world was, and you've had a lot of experiences besides this Earth experience. Now let's go to the next level of mind. It's called the intellectual mind, the yellow level of the mind. Now, the yellow level of the mind is the thinking, reason, and logic area of mind. It uses the faculties of assessment to ascertain a derivative of thought after searching through many other alternatives or comparative areas of consciousness. So the thinking mind is looking through the subconscious mind, but it is also receiving information from what it knows in the higher parts of the consciousness. For we're talking about one mind, and we're talking about the different points of polarity and color and vibration in this one mind. So we can't really talk about one area of mind without talking about the whole mind. So when we see the intellectual mind, we must also see its play with the subconscious mind and with the instinctive mind, also with its play with the higher areas of mind as well, to the opening of the individual. Now this intellectual mind is very apt for adapting to itself systems, and it loves to have systems, organization, order. This is the mind that is order. This is where your 1, 2, 3 ABCs are stored to draw out of the sub of the subconscious mind, the deeper levels, these principles that you are using, like ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, color awareness. You may be studying some religious form or some ancient wisdom or some art or craft of consciousness or psychology, medicine, law, business. All these are systems. Even to raise your children nowadays, they have systems. They have systems for enhancing your career, learning different types of careers, how to set goals, systems for attaining money. There are spiritual systems that have been in action since the beginning of time, and man has used these systems. So the systems can go from the lowest physiological state all the way to the spiritual state of systems. And the intellect can survey and look at all of these various levels of consciousness within itself, in the thinking apparatus within in the mind. Well, also in this little area of mind is worry. You must be careful you don't get caught in the area of worry. It's little circles that go around and around and around. They don't make any decisions. They don't make any conclusions. They don't make anything to stop the movement of the circle. They keep coming to the same awareness over and over and over and over and over again, worrying, worrying, worrying over this thing, over and over, the same thought, in repetition, running around in a circle in the lower mind, disturbing the functions of reason and logic and clear conscious awareness. So you must overcome the skeptical wave also that's in the intellectual mind. The skeptical wave wants to take everything apart and look at it piece by piece. It wants to be satisfied that everything is working right, and it needs proof to be satisfied. The only way to prove anything to the skeptical wave of the mind is through diligent practice in truth and in love and in wisdom, in purity and in perfection. Then by the very acting out of your practice of these pure states of consciousness, you will show to your intellectual mind the power to overcome the skepticism, the doubts, and the abilities that you have to plan and exercise your plan. Now the key to the intellectual mind is willpower, to control willpower, the yellow ray. Wills is controlled by goals. When you make proper goals, will move towards those goals. But if you do not make proper goals, then you have no place to go. The emotional body, the subconscious mind, will run over its old patterns, and it will wander around trying to find what action to take. And you might find yourself taking more steps than necessary because your undefined goal is lacking the preciseness to give clarity to will, to give yourself the strongest drive towards your goal. When will is completely convinced, there is no obstacle to your goals. Let no doubt be in this area of mind. Now let's go to the next level of mind, the green level of mind, and we call this environmental mind. We may call this also psychic mind and psychic awareness. What it is the awareness of the environment around the body, the environment in the emotions, the environment in the thinking areas of consciousness, the environment in the higher abstract area of consciousness as well. Within this mind is your hopes, your higher true heart desires. This is the mind of the heart. This is the mind of the healer, the one that is working in the environment for the survival of man upon the planet in his, with his environment, with the forest and the lakes and the streams and the sky and keeping these things pure, the ocean pure, and protecting the species upon this planet. This comes from this environmental mind, seeking to have a calm, clear, immortal passing of energy, not a transitory passing of energy. It wants to see everything continuing. Sometimes this is a hindrance to creative power. If you are bound on the negative side of this environmental mind, you get so fixed you don't want any changes at all. But this universe is an expanding universe. God didn't set everything and said, this is it, and nothing else can happen. This is all there is going to be, and blocked your free will choice. God gives you free will. The hope of this free will is in the soul, the psychic mind. The psychic mind has intuitional awareness. It has an ability to merge with sensation and vibration. It has an ability to ascertain all information and knowledge that is going on in its environment. And wherever you put this psychic mind, you are aware of that environmental level, whether you put it on the physical, logical world, or you put it on the psychological world, or you put it on the spiritual world, you can ascertain by merging information and understanding through this psychic or environmental mind. The environmental mind puts all things in categories. Now let's talk about a bit about the form before we go on to these higher levels of mind. The form is ascertained and reacted to out of the instinctive mind. Patterns are reacted to and acted out of by the subconscious mind. The systems are reacted out of and used by the instinctive powers to the spiritual powers of the intellectual mind. Understand, there is all the levels in each mind. And then the environmental mind is the storehouse that categorizes all this knowledge. So understanding comes from looking in the right category for what you seek to pull forth in your intuition. Intuition is the faculty that gives you the first truth out of your storehouse or banks of knowledge. As you react out of this instinctive, intuitional vibration, you will find yourself moving much quicker than it takes to think things over and ascertain some kind of a goal or plan. The higher up in mind you are, the closer you are to the God conscious state, the faster things happen. Instinctive mind takes the longest. Though you see it jumping there, you think that's very fast. Well, your movement of thought is much faster than the movement of the body. Your subconscious mind and your intellectual mind, as well as the instinctive mind, are under the control of the psyche, the soul, the environmental mind, when you step on the path to higher consciousness. This must be one. You cannot no longer stay as a victim in the instinctive, subconscious, or intellectual mind. You must follow your heart to step on the higher path. The key is unconditional love and acceptance. The unconditional love and acceptance opens you to ascertain and analyze at a higher level of consciousness than the intellectual mind by categorizing those things you are experiencing. The environmental mind is the experiences that are going on in the environment, whether they are your experiences or someone else's. You may act out of other people's experience out of sympathy with them. Sympathy means you have got merging with them in their emotional impulsing levels, and you're reacting out of the impulses of another individual, and you are lacking self-control. For self-control is also within the higher parts of this environmental mind. Now, this environmental mind has two definite distinct parts to it. It has a lower part and a higher part. The lower part deals mainly with the personality. The higher part deals with the spiritual and higher creative aspects of the human being. So when you lift your heart up and you come from the top part of your heart center, then you are lifting and you're an inspiring person to other people by your acceptance and your love. You lift them in that blue ray, which is in the green. Now let's move to the blue ray, the higher mental body, the higher mind. Now the higher mind is the higher abstract form of mind. This higher mind has creativity in it. It has all your talents in this higher state of consciousness. It is at the throat chakra, and each one of these minds are attuned to one of the chakras. Now the chakras is an abstract awareness of the etherical vibrations of nerve ganglia on the body, where it cross-sections and has its strongest impulses of light. So the nervous system at the base of the spine is picking up the instinctive mind. The nervous system that is over the spleen and at the small of the back is picking up the subconscious mind. If you want to contemplate your navel, as some have done, that would be the navel chakra over your navel and to the place just below your shoulder blades and your back. And you will get more power over your intellectual mind. Then as you move up into the heart center and to the top of the shoulder blades, you will find power in your environmental mind, the mind of your soul, your psyche. You do not want to pollute this mind with unreal or negative experiences. Do not let the fantasy wave pollute the heart's knowledge. For you may know fear out of fantasy. You may be reacting out of fear, out of fantasy of your subconscious mind. Remember, each mind is affecting every other mind, and every other mind is in every other mind. All the minds are merged into one mind, and we are looking at different aspects of the one mind. But do not lose track that there is only one infinite intelligence, one mind. Now, to move through this environmental mind is like moving through the eye of a needle. You must contract all your awareness in the lower levels of mind, in the instinctive mind, in the subconscious mind, in the intellectual mind, and you must give up your heart. You must give your heart to God, as the mystic says. You must surrender your heart. An impregnable heart cannot be conquered. It only can surrender. As we are working with this higher abstract area of consciousness, here we are working with the cycling power. Just as we've had form, pattern, system, and category, now we have the cycles. We have the cycles of return. Now you must be in an objective, clear state to see these cycles of return, or you react out of them. So there is a duality to all these minds as well as the seven levels within them. There is a good side and a negative side. And we seek to overcome the negative side, cancel it out, and act from the positive energies within us in those indifferent energies, that spiritual indifference in the center way, that neutral universe. Never forget there's a neutral universe, or you may be caught in duality. So in the higher mind, there is principle and power, the talents that you have, the cycling powers of all the things you experienced in the past that have inspired you or has hindered your inspiration. all the things that have inspired you or has hindered your inspiration. When you're inspired to greater prosperity of the body, for a healthy body, anything that you have blocking that prosperity will come up on the negative side. It'll recycle up. It's only to show you what you have done so you can have a clear free will choice, a free will choice to make a clear enough idea that your knowledge and decisions will carry out against that negative and combat it until you have won the victory and now have complete self-control of the mind again. Through repetition, we overcome the cycles of the past by repeating a positive cycle. Now, you can do this in an impacted way. Instead of the haphazard way you've been programmed, and it didn't happen in one day, it happened over a long period of time, you may have an accumulation of, say, 20 powers against you in your past experience in one area. Say that you were a liar and you want to overcome lying. So now you consciously attune to the truth and you overextend your power in that area. You put all your attention in that area of truth and you begin to speak the truth out in consciousness. When you do this consciously, you may have spoke the untruth in just a few seconds or a minute or so. But if you do this consciously for 1 hour, you overcome a whole hour of that past lying. And so if you go a whole day or a whole week or a whole month or a whole year in this truth consciousness, you purify and purify and purify your past from all the lies. So if you want to overcome a bad habit of in the past, maybe you were a procrastinator. Maybe you were someone that stole, or you used some kind of things against your body, drugs or chemicals against yourself. By the repetition of positive energy, you can overcome these negative conditions of the mind. So watch the recycles from a higher point of view and do not impulsively react out of them. See, most are emotionally reacting out of them. Their first action out of mind comes from their subconscious mind. That means the patterns has already been programmed in. It isn't out of the conscious power of the presence. It's out of something that happened in the past. So you may be thrown down from your creative power and from your higher mind by dwelling upon the past, what happened to you physically, emotionally, mentally, and what happened in your environmental experiences in all levels of your being and with others. Do not let someone steal your prosperity by taking negative suggestions. Now let's move to the next level of mind, the indigo mind. The indigo mind has the power of superconscious mind. The superconscious mind is the blending of conscious and subconscious mind. When the subconscious and the conscious mind become one, and there is no separation, then you will have reached a superconscious state. Every time you move your feet, your hands, your head, your eyes, you should be conscious of this. And if that's what you want to do, you can let it happen. If you do not want it to happen, then command your mind. Do not play with your mind. If you play with your mind will play with you. You must be precise and command your mind directly. You must give it the command to come out of those areas and pull it to a higher level. The superconscious mind commands by divine energy. It is the divine director of the other levels of mind. It is the mind of you as an individual in God. You are walking in the kingdom of heaven. You are walking with the masters of light, the ascended beings. You're walking with the angels. You're walking with God in the Holy Spirit. You're walking in Christ. You're walking in the powers that God has given you as a child of God, an individual conscious manifestation in this universe, an impulsing cell of the superconscious universal mind. So you as an individual are accessing universal intelligence, and you are using this through your creative powers, and the creative higher abstract mind is the sub of the superconscious mind. The superconscious mind is totally aware of every breath you take, every heartbeat that is beating, and everything that is going around without one thing disturbing another. As you move up now, let's continue higher in mind. We move to the violet ray of mind, which is cosmic mind. Cosmic consciousness is the universal field of intelligence surrounding this planet, looking from a cosmic, universal point of view, not an earth-bound point of view. You are seeing the way you would see if your scope was open to the size of this solar system. If you opened the scope of your mind to the size of the solar system, and then you looked at Earth, you would see Earth much differently than where you're standing out of the eyes of your physical body. These levels of mind are like eyes that open, and you can perceive in consciousness. So you're opening your cosmic conscious eye, your universal eye. Just as in your superconscious mind, you open your spiritual eye, the eye of wisdom, the mystic's eye, the all-seeing eye. Now you are taking this to a higher quality, not only all-seeing within your own individuality, your own creativity, your own understanding, your own thinking and desiring and action, but now you see from the universal point of view all people's desires, all people's actions, all people's consciousness upon the planet. You are looking from a cosmic conscious awareness. You're also aware of the survival of other planets and other beings on other planets. They may not have the same base. We are carbon-based units here upon the Earth, and meaning our bodies are carbon-based that we are using here. Maybe the spirit is using a gas-based body on Jupiter. Maybe they are using a fire-based body on the Sun that is a hydrogen and oxygen. The body embodying something is the mind holding that form. It is your mind that holds the form of your body. If you look from a cosmic conscious level, you have powers beyond the Earth. You have universal powers. But you must be careful that you're not bound in powers and principalities of lesser forms, that you seek the cosmic consciousness of the ultimate reality of the full expansion of the universe, and let your mind dwell upon every star, plane, and planet in every direction to perfection in that one in whom we all live and move and have our being. You are like the drop in the ocean, floating. Just imagine a vessel floating in the ocean. See the water that's inside the vessel. Now just see the shell of that vessel dissolving, but the water staying in place. Now you see it doesn't look any different than the other water. This is the awareness of yourself as cosmic consciousness. You are like the drop in the vast ocean of all creation, perceiving all creation from your individualized point of view. Whether you contract that or expand it to the infinite, contract it to the most minute particles in creation, your cosmic conscious mind ascertains a different point of view than does the lower levels. All other lower levels come under the dominion of your cosmic conscious mind. Within the cosmic conscious mind is the master mind. The master mind is the mind in cosmic mind that has learned the law of how it works, the law of how the physical universe works, the laws of the emotional universe, the laws of the lower mental universe, the laws of the environmental universe, the laws of the higher creative universes, the laws of superconscious mind and consciousness, the laws of the cosmos, all that has been created and breathed forth by God. This is the master, crown of creation, crown of humanity. This is a realized being. When you come from this area of mind, you had the infinite intelligence that is beyond the cosmos itself. The thought of God flows through you. As you now ascend from this golden state, you come into the pure mind of Christ. The purity and perfection sustaining power of all survive. Let's save it all. Save it all. That sustaining power of Christ. Giving its body for someone else. This light gives, its reason for being is to give to all the rays. That's love giving love. That's a pureness giving pureness. That's the anointed of God that is in you and in your heart right now. In the Christ being that is in your heart expanding. In that beautiful child of God that you are. This is the white light mind. When you are merged with the white light, you have awareness of this mind. Don't just view this white light mind. Merge into that aspect of salvation that salvages every bondage back to the freedom of pure beingness, the innocence before the world was. Now all of these minds are flowing within the spirit mind. All these lower minds, Christ's mind was in the mind of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit mind, this crystal mind, is a mind of light. It is clear light, like crystal. It's a clear light state of the holy breath breathing forth and spinning all the atoms into creation. It is the sustainer that gave the body and sustains the power of the breath of God. It's here I'm doing my Father's business is the white light mind, and the clarity mind is here supporting. I shall leave so that the Comforter shall come, that you may be surrounded with the glory of God, the holy breath of life. This is the transcendental mind, the pure state of mind, the higher ascended mind that is clear, crystal firelight of the holy breath. It knows all dimensions and phases of consciousness, for it surrounds every dimension. It surrounds every atom and every quirk with every atom. It surrounds the entire creation and is in the movement between God and creation. God's outbreathing. The next level of mind is pure mind. God conscious mind. Not just conscious of God, but now we are seeing the way God sees. We are looking the way God looks. We are the seers from that God conscious state. No longer do we have any ego point of view. We no longer have any intellectual point of view, no longer having a soulful point of view, or even a higher mental or superconscious point of view. For you're in the very beingness of mind power, and you are totally aware because you are that which is holding all things in form and beyond all form. You are ascended in this crystalline purity. There is no oscillations. There is no colors. There are no vibrations. This is the pure state just before the breath was released. Finally, we're coming up to the last two aspects of mind, the mother, father, God conscious mind, or the manifest on manifest. This is the inbreathing and outbreathing of creation. This is the inbreathing and outbreathing of creation. Things are manifesting and other things are demanifesting. They're making new chairs and old chairs are rotting away. New bodies are coming and old bodies are going. It's a continual cycle between the manifest and non-manifest. You manifest this human form and then you shed it. You manifest an emotional form and then you shed it. You manifest a mental form and then you shed it. You manifest all your experiences and you present these to God. You give this to God. You give your heart to God. You give your beingness to God. You give your oneness to God. There is no more me, my, or I. There's no more we are us. There is I am.